Hi everyone, Ed Tianis here, and in this video, we will explore what is experiential avoidance. Short-term pleasures in our life can often lead to long-term struggles, so it's important to learn how to become comfortable with uncomfortable. If this is your first time on this channel, then make sure you subscribe and hit the bell icon to get updates on my latest videos about time management and productivity. Experiential avoidance is an attempt or desire to suppress unwanted internal experiences, such as emotions, thoughts, and memories. As humans, we have evolved to move away from things that can harm us and towards the things that we enjoy. But while this concept works in the external world, it's a different story when we are talking about our internal world. If we apply the same concept and we move away from things like feelings of worries, fear and uncertainty and towards the things like joy and happiness, then it kind of makes sense. Unfortunately, this is only effective in the short term, because in the long term, you won't be able to achieve your goals with this approach. If you think about any goal that you want to achieve, then that will require you to face negative feelings and emotions in order to achieve your desired outcome. You can't build a business without fear of failure, and you can't start romantic relationships without fear of being rejected. Experiential avoidance, therefore, is a trap that can hold you back from achieving things that you want in your life. For sure, in the short term, you might feel good as you don't have to face the negative feelings, but in the long term, you'll be moving away from your goals. So you have to become comfortable with things that are uncomfortable, because that is the only way how you will achieve your goals. I hope that you enjoyed this video and I was able to give you a quick summary of what experiential avoidance is and how it works. If you enjoyed this video, I would really appreciate if you could press the like button, as this will help the video reach more people and spread the message.